We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
End of the end of the end of the end of the show show. End of the show show. Okay, I guess.
Here we are on a Monday, feeling like it's a Thursday again. Thursday, Monday. Hi, I'm Gregor, host of the End of the Show Show. It's Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning, but usually not Fridays because tired. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Nerd Talk and the Full 90 Extra Time podcast. A new episode is going to be heated this week. A lot to talk about after Seattle Sounders had a bad outing. I did something rather, not adventurous, tedious, maybe, I don't know. I visited a land called Orting, Washington. O-R-T-I-N-G. It'd be like if you were going from, say, I'll pick a random place. Let's say you were going from Linwood to Mount Rainier. You wanted to go to Paradise. This is the way that you would go. You would probably go through or near Orting. It's right there. The mountain looms large. It's really incredible. What a cool, like, little remote. It's not even suburban. It's like a rural town. My buddy lives there. He's moving to Austin with his family. Bye, Neil. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And so they had a little going away party. We went down there. And boy, bringing the old camera, taking pictures of Mount Rainier was pretty dope. But then turned right back around and drove up to Marymore Park in Redmond because, holy cow, there was an awesome concert last night. The band Coin opened, Fits in the Tantrum second, Young the Giant third, who I didn't stay for because I was so sleepy. Morning show life. I've seen them a million times. They're excellent live. If you haven't seen them, you're missing out. Anyway, made that drive something like 150 miles in one day of just doing stuff. While at Marymore Park, I get to team up with this really cool local charity called the Melodic Caring Project. What they're doing is they're taking shows that would happen at, like, Marymore Park, for instance, and they're bringing out cameras, and then they're doing, you know, the live coverage of it, and then they're streaming it straight to the hospital rooms on a private stream, hospital rooms of kids, sick kids, who otherwise can't get out and enjoy things. So, like, kids that are doing, like, severe chemotherapy or something like that that get to be at home, or just kids that are in a bad spot. And then the artists, while they're on stage, will take a second to acknowledge those kids. And I got to say, Fitz from Fitz and the Tantrums, that guy is a real treasure, that one. They played about a dozen songs last night, maybe a few more. And, like, in between each song, he would, like, recognize a different kid. Took a minute to explain the thing, got choked up. I thought he was going to cry on stage about it. Totally appropriate. It was just like, highlight a different kid each time. Crowd goes crazy. And it's so little investment for anybody. A lot of Caring Project shows up. They got, like, a small staff of people, some volunteers, some probably get paid for their time operating a camera or something. I actually don't know the answer to that. I know that my buddy Levi doesn't get paid doing it. He just comes out to do it because he cares about kids. He's got kids. Good, compassionate guy. Whew, it's heavy, man. So anyway, we helped. I got to co-host it with him. We got to, like, bring a little light to people. Super cool. I'll find some footage and stuff and post it and talk to you about it later this week. I got to tell you, it was like a really bright point in an otherwise pretty tough weekend.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
What otherwise would have been known as the most beautiful weekend of the summer so far turned into terrible tragedy. Cool. Obviously, the mass shootings are terrible and a massive problem that we have done almost nothing to sort out. Look anywhere on the internet to find out more. I'm done talking about it for now. Specifically here at home, it was a brutal weekend for motorcycles, too. 5 motorcyclists in Washington were killed in a 24-hour period, mostly on Saturday. It is that time of year where more motorcycles are out on the road, so be extra careful when you're driving your cars and trucks. And motorcyclists, I mean, as you know, you don't have a protective cage around you or anything, and people are crazy, so just double down on your awareness, too. Ooh. And Sounders FC can't get it together against Kansas City. I lose again. Another home match drop, 3-2 last night. Sounders, you're an enigma. I don't understand you. Wearing those awesome jerseys, though, on a night like that that inspired them.
You just got news.
What would you say to turning off the comment section on everything? There's no real answer to that because it's a preposterous question. You can't turn off the comments on Facebook. It's like how they do everything. You want to post a picture of Space Baby with jam on his face, and I want his grandma to see it and be able to comment. But when it comes to posting articles online about, like, people shooting a bunch of people or the response some, like, idiot ruler does where you get the name of the town wrong, or just like, if we didn't have the comments section, would we be able to fuel that kind of stuff? Personally, I think it's all about getting smarter, about thinking about things like space and science. Obviously, the host of Nerd Talk is into thinking about those things, but it's such a cesspool online. It's so easy to get sucked down into it. I think it's the reality shows is where it started. Awful. And then you start to like value celebrity over accomplishment. And maybe accomplishment's not even the right word. Over intelligence? Over ability? I don't know. Like, you see a guy that can, like a Russell Wilson that can throw a zillion touchdowns and run a million yards or whatever. That's a pretty awesome set of physical skills he has. But just like the ability to post selfies and get a lot of people to look at your hot body or whatever, and then turn that into advertising revenue for yourself. That can't be good for us, right? I don't know. I'll stick to the stupid questions. Like, when you get takeout, like, let's say you get, like, Uber Eats or something like that, and they show up to your house, do you ever think, like, what if they took a bite of this? Like, with a pizza, you can tell. With, like, French fries? That's going to make that car smell real good. Could you tell if your delivery driver ate a few of your fries?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
I think we've all gotten food delivered at some point, but you ever wondered if it seemed a little light? 28% of delivery drivers admit to having taken a bite of your food while in transit. I mean, Chinese food does smell amazing. How could you not? A survey by US Foods got that many people to admit that they had done it. Anonymously, of course. I want to see someone order an extra cashew chicken for their driver.
It's time for NASA news.
NASA's about to send a space probe to the sun for its third pass-by of our big solar fireball, collecting data about particles and explodey stuff that makes our star function. After the second flyby, they just transferred 25 gigs worth of data from like a gazillion miles away. I can't even get cellular service from my living room. NASA trading space memes with a solar robot. And finally, some French dude invented a flying hoverboard. And not the ones that the NBA players popularize by wheeling around backstage basketball games. Those don't fly! Like an actual flying apparatus that goes 30 feet in the air, he flew it successfully across the English Channel. It's like flying from Seattle to Bremerton. Housing prices too spendy? Pull an MXPX and move to Bremerton. Hoverboard to work! Look at me go! Till something goes wrong and you become orca food in Puget Sound. Ugh.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
It's a weird time to be alive, but if you go outside, you'll see that ultimately, for now, everything seems pretty okay. Cool. That's the end of the end of the show.
End of the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.